You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. What does Hamelech present? Melech Malchem Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamelech is Melech Malchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who is Hamelech referring to when it says Hamelech in Megillah? Hashverosh, Harasha, the wicked. So how do you explain this? When it says Hamelech, it means Hashem. Why Chas V'Shalom, Ahashverosh presents Hashem? So what does that mean?
He was the stick of Hashem.
The stick of Hashem.
Oh, okay.
So what is that supposed to mean?
It means that Hashem made him to do that instead of himself.
Him or in general? What does general means?
Hashem makes everyone do everything that they do.
No, but let's say somebody that does you a terrible thing.
Oh, Hashem, their messenger.
So why, you're going to hug him or you're going to dislike him?
Hug him.
Hug him. This was before Divrei Torah or after? After Divrei Torah. Make sense?
Hug him, but chant upon chant. At the same time.
No, but he's representing Ribono Shel Olam. It's a Hamelech. So you know, how many Hamelech, you know,
millions and millions,
Baruch Hashem. So that's something? You follow the message? Yeah? It says in the
Megillah. How could you call him Melech?
One more time. Here we learn that actually the unfortunate circumstances that you go through. Actually, the crisis in Hashem brought it about. But our nature toward the unpleasant matters of people that we deal with is very negative. And we say, what is this all about? Why are you treating me like this? What did I do to you? Why should I, you know, go through this? I don't deserve this. But here we learn, anytime that it says Hamelech, that means, what does it mean? So now here, it's a very easy remedy, and that is that, for example, when you open up your mailbox, there are, you know, different types of letters that you have, like DWP, let's say a gas bill, insurance bill, credit card bills. So now, and you have, you know, envelopes that, you know, somebody sends you a check. Which one you open first? I mean, the other one, maybe just, you know, you give it to your wife and you say, you know, you open it up. But why is it so? How come the one that you know is a check, you open it yourself? I mean, you're so excited. You see it, and you're so excited, right? Why? Because you don't want to open up an envelope and it says, you know, $500 gas bill and this and that. You don't want to see that. So here, Megillah is teaching us that all the bills that you receive is only and only is from who? It's very interesting. Every morning when we put on tefillin, then we have to go to the part. What is it called? When you put on tefillin, what part do you read? Radishli, Kol Bechor Peter, Rechem. So he says that what do we have to do with Peter Rechem, Chamor? What do we need to do with it?
We take a lamb in seed of it.
How does he say? Bese tifte. So now here is an interesting message, and it is v'chol peter chamor tifte bese. What does chamor means? What does chamor means? Right, but what is it? What's the root? Chomer, chomriyot, chomer, chomer, materialistic means things that, you know, sometimes is heavy on your shoulder. He says, kol peter chamor chomriyot. You have to bese tifte. What does bese means? Bese. What is it? What is bese? Se.
Lam.
Lam. How do you write it?
Shin he.
Bese sin, right?
Sin
he. Besin he. Besin he. Bet sin he. These are the letters of Hakol bide shamayim. Hakol bide shamayim. What does that mean? So that means that every chumriyot that you receive in life, it's called bidei. It's only and only, there's a hikmat in it. That means the Rosh Olam loves you so much. He gave you such a tool to be able to elevate yourself, improve. But just imagine, for example, Chas v'Shalom, somebody on a rainy day is walking, and then slid, falls down, and breaks his foot. Right? So now you ask him, how do you feel? What does he say? Terrible. I don't know what happened to me. What did I do? I don't want to ask question, but Lama, why you did this to me? I don't want to ask the question, but well, what did I do? Why should happen to me? What would you say?
The medicine for something.
So I tell you, I know somebody happened to him. I know exactly somebody, exactly same thing happened to him. They asked him, you know, how do you feel? What happened? You know, what are you going to do? Say, no, everything is okay. Say, no, but you know, you broke your feet, you need the surgery and so on. Say, no. Ibn Sholam wanted me to meet somebody in the hospital, so he broke my leg, so I go to the hospital and meet him. Psh, can you imagine this? Wow.
No, I cannot
imagine. It's an unbelievable thing that you be able to have such a perspective in life, that you can see, you know, Ribono Shel Olam has a mission for you. I mean, the pain, you know, wow, you know, what you're going to go through, maybe months, you know, you will not be able to walk, cast, this, that. But you're able to say such a thing, you know, Ribono Shel Olam wanted me to meet somebody in the hospital. Well, when would I go to the hospital? But here, this way, he made me a shaliach. And that's what exactly means. Hamelech is Ahashverosh. What does that mean? And that's what exactly the whole task came about. Because Ahashverosh, he was Kazaf. What was the cause? What was the cause? Matan Torah took place in Purim. The original Matan Torah, it was not official. The main Matan Torah came about in Purim. Gemara says, whatever that they accepted by force, that Hashem uprooted the mountain, put it over their head. Here, at the time after Ahasuerosh, they accepted with joy. Actually, the Purim is Matan Torah. And that's what exactly it is. Every hardship in life is going to bring you Matan Torah. It brings you joy.
Amen.
But the perspective of, see, you know, Hashem, make me shaliach to arrive wherever that is best for me. Every chomer in life is beseh. Hakol bide shamay. Hakol bide shamay. You have to highlight it in your siddur. And don't forget that every step that we take, and we feel, wow, what happened? Why is it like this? Why I have to go through this? Hashem has been covered himself in that circumstances. As terrible that Ahasuerus was, Hamelech, Hashem is a kenor, is that Hashem?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.